Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. As the Democrats who would be president vie for the attention of American voters, we take a moment to reflect on the life and views of a South Dakota Democratic icon. What would George McGovern think of the 2019 Democratic Party, the policies, and the personalities? Rapid City Journal columnist Noel Hamill offered his thoughts on the topic in a July 21st editorial. Now journalist Kevin Wooster offers insight as well, including thoughts from George McGovern's grandson. You can find Wooster's column at rapidcityjournal.com, and you can find his blog for South Dakota Public Broadcasting online at sdpb.org/Wooster. Kevin, welcome back. Happy Thursday.
Well, it's great to be back, and it's great to be following Chris and Christine. That was a wonderful segment.
Wasn't that nice? And then they all said, yeah. When we went to break, well, they want to stay and hear what you have to say about this. So I think it's a mutual admiration moment there.
Well, good. I'm trying to figure out if when Chris started with Red Willow, George McGovern would have been in his final term as U.S. Senator. Probably had just beaten Leo Thorsness.
Wow.
Time flies, doesn't it?
We need another hour to talk about.
well, and he mentioned, I've been thinking lately, whatever happened to Dale Sockerson, who was a kid from Chamberlain that was nicknamed Wally along the way, and who Chris just gave a lot of credit for helping organize Red Willow Band. And I think over time, they even let Wally play the mandolin a little bit from time to time. He was kind of the manager. So I got that information, and another little tidbit that I was thinking of was that Chris's mom, Darlene Gage, was for many years the election supervisor in South Dakota in the Secretary of State's office. So we often spoke with her. So, yeah, all these connections here in South Dakota.
Isn't it great to be from South Dakota? I love this state.
It is.
All right, so you take someone.
And I think I saw them first in about 75. I was trying to remember when I first saw the Red Willow Band, but loved them. So.
All right. Well, let's talk about George McGovern, because when you talk about someone who is just as well known as George McGovern, it's easy right now to sort of say, what would he think about this? Similar to how Republicans say, what would Reagan think about this? Or what would Lincoln think about? I mean, this is and Noel Hamill wrote a column, and he had some doubts about what George McGovern would think about today's progressives, which you don't necessarily agree with.
Well, and I think Noel got me thinking about that. And we're farm neighbors from way back, so we have our disagreements sometimes on politics. But this was an interesting question that I thought about. He was way out on the edge of what we now try to call progressive politics for the party. George would call it liberal politics. And I think the last times that I spoke to him, in the months, years and months before his death in October of 2012, he was still saying, I'm a liberal, and I'm not ashamed to be a liberal. I think people should be proud to be liberals. I think we have good policies for people and for the nation, and I don't think we should run from that. Still, I wondered, some of the outspoken folks in the squad, for example, and the controversial statements that they've made, and, things like the free tuition for college students and the green deal. And I think that's what Noel was wondering about. I mean, he was kind of inclined to think maybe McGovern would have more problems with some of those things than I think I was inclined to think. And so I spoke with Matt McGovern, who's a lawyer over in Wisconsin, George's grandson, and actually was a candidate for elected office here in 2012. And his grandpa helped him campaign before falling ill, and asked him what he thought. And he sort of confirmed what I assumed, was that he thinks George would be right there with the squad, and he'd be out at the very forefront of what he would say the liberal left fight for things he believed in, and that would probably include Medicare for all. And so then I got into the fact that he had actually talked about that many years ago, a decade or more ago.
Yeah, let's talk about that, this notion of Medicare for all, because he was an early adopter of the idea for simplicity's sake. Is it something that people could understand, for one thing, and then as a policy as well?
Yeah, as opposed to, and he was a big supporter of the Affordable Care Act, big supporter of Obama and everything, but, that was, 2,300 pages, and then plus additional pages for the set of regulations to implement it, and George had the seven-word plan, you know, that he was talking about, which was, you know, the simple fact that extend Medicare to every American, and you'd save a lot of paper that way. And I think that he talked about that day. It's good for me. And what was it exactly? Congress hereby extends Medicare to all Americans. Seven words.
Seven words.
What more do we need?
Yeah.
Works for him. It works for older people. It's working for me now. You know, I tell people that it works fine for me. There's some weaknesses in it that would have to be fixed if we did that. And there's some expenses, obviously, and could we afford it? Those are all questions that need to be answered. But 10 plus years ago, George was pushing it and may have been pushing it before that. That's just when, or thinking about it before that, that's just when a number of us reporters had conversations with him. And then he put it in one of his books.
Yeah. Now, this kind of gets to this bigger idea as well as labels and sort of defining the fringes of a party, saying, you know, this is, you know, who the Democrats are now. This is who the Republicans are now. There's a lot of that sort of posturing going on where we're going to use this word progressive or we're going to use this word liberal as an insult. Talk a little bit about that and just this idea of defining somebody else's party so sweepingly instead of picking apart, like, you know, here's what won't work about the Green New Deal, for example. It's a talking point instead.
Yeah, we're all about ad hominem attacks now in our world of conversation. And, you know, McGovern, I think if there's one difference probably between McGovern and some of the people in the squad and some of the progressives right now, just like there is a big difference between McGovern and some of the people on the right side, is the rhetoric that he would use, I think, would be a lot different. I think McGovern's rhetoric would be a lot more on point, on issue, on fact. And I think it would be a lot kinder. I think it would not be quite as angry and sometimes so hate-filled and so judgmental. And, you know, he learned he could be tough. And I think it was when he was in the House and challenged Republican Senator Carl Mundt in 60. And he said some things during that campaign, made some allegations against Mundt that I think he felt later on were beneath him and beneath the campaign. And I think he said something like, you know, and he hated Mundt's McCarthyism, as he put it. And there were some reasons to criticize Senator Mundt. But he said something to the effect that he hated Senator Mundt so much that he lost his sense of balance. Mm. And I think he would look at the dialogue we have in this country now, including by many in his own party and certainly by the Republicans on the other side, and think that they have lost their sense of balance, and we may have lost our sense of balance in the way we talk to each other as a society. Yeah. I think George McGovern would have been good for that at this point.
Well, let's leave it there. Don't lose your sense of balance. Never allow never allow yourself to get tipped over by that sort of hatred, really.
Yeah, really.
You can find Kevin Wooster's blog on our website, listen.sdpb.org, and read the columns by Noel Hamill and Kevin Wooster at rapidcityjournal.com. Kevin, thank you so much for being here, and enjoy the music that's in our heads right now from Albert and Gage for the rest of the day.
Thank you so much.